لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The noble messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever recites durood upon me 200 times on the day of Jummah, Allah azza wa jal will forgive his sins of 200 years. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad. My dear Islamic brothers, Allama Ibn Hajar Makki rahmatullah alayh, a very famous scholar, he wrote in his book Al-Munabbihat a beautiful story. Once a person came to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, and he asked one question. He asked, Hazrat, tell me please, Allah Azza wa Jal promised in Quran that pray in my court, say dua in my court, I will accept your supplications. But we say dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal many times, but we never be answered. What is the reason? Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayh answered him very beautifully. He replied, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't accept your prayers because your hearts have died. And there are eight reasons. Due to them, your heart are dead. Which are those? Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayh said, my brother, you people said that we recognize Allah Azza wa Jal. We know Allah Azza wa Jal. But you don't fulfill the requirements of this knowledge. You know Allah Azza wa Jal, but you don't fulfill the requirements of this knowledge. The second thing is that you recite Quran, but you don't follow the guidance of Quran. The third thing is that you say, we will have to be alive on the day of judgment. You say, you believe that we will have to be alive on the day of judgment, but your actions show that you will never be alive again. The fourth thing is that you say, we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you don't follow his sunnah. That is the fourth thing. And the fifth thing is that you say, Shaitan is our enemy. You said by your tongue that Shaitan is our enemy, but you help him through your sins. You help him through your sins. And the sixth thing is that you say, we are fond of entering Jannah. We want to enter Jannah, but you don't do anything for Jannah. You don't do anything for Jannah. And the seventh thing is that you say, We are afraid of Jahannam. We have fear of Jahannam in our heart. But you put yourselves in Jahannam through your sins. And the eighth thing is, when you wake up in the morning, you start searching the faults of other people instead of your own faults. You start the searching of faults of other people instead of your own faults. So Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayh said, these are the eight reasons. Due to them, your hearts have been dyed. And that's why your supplications, your prayers, and your du'as are not answered in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So these eight things, which are clear, and if any one of us thinks about it, so he will come to know very easily that really these are the reasons and these are the things that every one of us has in his life. We know Allah Azza wa Jal. He is our Ma'bud. He is our owner. He is our sustainer. He provides us risk. When we know that Allah Azza wa Jal provides us risk, so why we go to risk-e haram? Then Allah Azza wa Jal is provider and He will give us our risk. So why don't we trust in Allah Azza wa Jal that if we follow His guidance and if we follow His commandments, then Allah Azza wa Jal will give us our risk. It is a strange thing that if we try and if we work for getting risk-e haram, then Allah Azza wa Jal will give us risk. And if we try for risk-e halal, then Allah Azza wa Jal will not give us risk-e halal. So we know that Allah Azza wa Jal is provider of risk, but we don't fulfill the requirements of this recognition, the requirement of this knowledge. And we know and we believe that Allah Azza wa Jal is Basir. He sees everything. He sees our every action. Wherever we are, Allah Azza wa Jal is seeing us. But we commit sins, we do bad habits, and our actions and our deeds, our character, our behavior, which kind of our life is, when Allah Azza wa Jal is seeing us, He is Basir. So how is it possible for a Muslim? Then he knows that Allah Azza wa Jal is seeing me and then he commits sins. We know Allah Azza wa Jal is Sami. He listens everything, every time, everywhere. He is Sami. Innahu Sami'un Basir. He listens us. But in spite of this knowledge, we abuse others. We tease others by our tongue. We listen songs. We commit sins. In spite of this knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal is listening us every time and everywhere. We listen songs and Allah Azza wa Jal listens us. We backbite other people. We blame other people. And Allah Azza wa Jal listening our blames and our backbiting. So we know, but our knowledge is not bringing us to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know that Allah Azza wa Jal is providing us every favor, every blessing which we have, that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing you have, that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever favor you have, that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. When we know that every favor and every blessing is from Allah Azza wa Jal, so why don't we pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal? Why our limbs and our parts of body are busy in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal? The meaning of gratitude is this, that by our tongue we pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. We will be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And by our limbs and our parts of body, We use our limbs in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the gratitude of our body. And the gratitude of our tongue is that every time we remember Allah Azza wa Jal. The gratitude of tongue is this, that we remember Allah Azza wa Jal. We recite the Holy Quran. We recite Durood Sharif upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We say good things. We talk to each other in a good manner. That is the thanks of our tongue. Our heart has died. That's why our supplications and du'as are not answered in the court of Allah. The second thing which Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah mentioned, he said, you recite Quran, but you don't follow the guidance of Quran. It was the saying of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah that you recite Quran. You recite. But what is our condition? Do we recite Quran? He was saying in his age that the people of that age used to recite Quran. But the matter in our age is this, that most of us don't know how to recite Quran. They can't recite Quran properly. They don't know how to recite Quran. So when this is our condition, so how can our prayers being accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? The manners of Quran, the demands of Quran, because Quran is the word of Allah, that is the last kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. So what are the demands of Quran? The first demand of Quran is this, that we know how to recite Quran. And the second is this, that we recite Quran. That should be our habit, that in morning, in evening, at night, in day, we recite Quran. That is the demand of Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. The people to whom I give my book, they recite that book as they should recite. They recite book as they should recite. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. And these are the people who believe in Quran. These are the people who believe in book. Which people? Who recite Quran. And who recite Quran as they should recite. So that is the second demand of Quran. The third is that when we recite Quran, we should be able to understand Quran. We should be able to understand Quran. We can read novels and we can understand novels. We can read the books of our schools and colleges. And we can understand the books of schools and colleges. We can read our newspapers and we can understand newspapers. But what is problem with us in reciting Quran? That if we are able to recite Quran, but we can't understand Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. We made Quran easy for understanding. So is there any among you who will understand? فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. Is there anyone among you who can understand? So, understanding Quran is the duty of Muslim. That is the responsibility of every Muslim. The fourth thing is that taking inspiration, having inspiration from Quran. When we recite Quran, we feel inspiration in our hearts. We feel the effect of Quran in our hearts. The inspiration from Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal said about the Muslims, who are Muslim? Allah Azza wa Jal said in Quran, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Two things are mentioned in this verse. Allah Azza wa Jal said, the mu'min are those when Allah Azza wa Jal is remembered. The mu'min are those when Allah Azza wa Jal is remembered, their hearts become full of fear. Their hearts become full of fear. And the second thing is that when the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal recited in front of the Muslims, their iman increase. When the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal recited in front of Muslims, their iman increase. So having inspiration, getting inspiration from Quran. When we recite Quran, we feel something in our hearts. We feel inspiration in our hearts. That Quran is telling us something. And Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. So due to this affiliation, we feel something in our hearts. That is the demand of Quran. And that is the sign of Muslims. Because Allah Azza wa Jal telling us about Muslims. Innamal mu'minun. Mu'minun are those. The believers are those. When Quran is recited in front of them, their iman increases. And the other demand of Quran, that is, everyone knows that bringing Quran in practice, bringing the commandments of Quran in practice. Because Allah Azza wa Jal told us what is the status of Quran and why was Quran revealed towards us. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Hudal linnas. Quran is guidance for all the mankind. Quran is guidance for all the mankind. So when Quran is guidance for all the mankind, so where is the guidance of Quran in our life? We run our business. We spend time with our friends. We spend time in our homes, with our business. We do jobs. So where is the guidance of Quran in our lives? In our prayer, in our worshipping, in our family life, in our personal life, in our privacy, in company with other people. So where is the guidance of Quran? When we are not able to recite Quran, when we can't understand Quran, when we don't recite Quran, so where is the guidance of Quran? And Quran is hudal linnas. Quran is guidance for all the mankind. So that is the demand of Quran, that every Muslim, particularly every Muslim, otherwise Quran is for everyone, for Muslims and non-Muslim as well, but particularly for Muslims. If Muslims will not recite Quran, who will recite it? The other non-Muslims, they will recite Quran if Muslim will not recite Quran. So Hudal Linnas is the adjective of Quran. And the other demand of Quran is, the noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamahu. The best among you who learns Quran or teaches it to others, that is the best person in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it means learning Quran and teaching Quran to others is a duty of Muslim. That is the responsibility of a Muslim. And the other thing is, the other demand of Quran is, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ballighu anni walau ayah." Convey from me, even though that is only one verse. Convey from me, even though that is only one verse. If a person knows only one verse of the Holy Quran, it is his duty to convey that verse to other Muslims. So, conveying the message of Quran is also the duty of Muslims. So that was the second thing about which Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayh said that why our supplications are not accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because our heart has died. And the reason is this, that we recite Quran but we don't follow the guidance of Quran. And the third thing which he mentioned, you say we love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you don't follow his sunnah. And if we think about this matter, and if we think about our knowledge about the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we will come to know what is our knowledge about our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love, and that is the part of our iman, that is a part of our belief, to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so why don't we follow his sunnah? And why don't we know the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in family matters, in business, in meeting with other people? What are the rights of neighbors? What are the rights of our parents? What are the rights? And what are the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these matters? Being sociable is sunnah. Being the worshipper of Allah Azza wa Jal is sunnah. Being a humble person is sunnah. Affectionating to others is sunnah. Being merciful is sunnah. Helping to others is sunnah. feeding the poor people is sunnah. Having good relations with our relatives is sunnah. And fulfilling the rights of our family is sunnah. So all these things are sunnah. Being sociable, fulfilling the rights of our neighbors, our parents, our companions, our colleagues, all these things are sunnah. If we are, which kind of people we are, so we remain that kind of the people. We don't change ourselves. We don't focus on learning the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't go to those congregations, those ijtimaat, where we know that if we go there, we will be able to learn some sunnahs. But we don't go there. So we love the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we don't follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the fourth thing was that we say that shaitan is our enemy, but we help him through our sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, "Inna shaytana lakum aduwwun fattakhidhuhu aduwwa." Allah Azza wa Jalla said, "Shaitan is your enemy, so you should make him as your enemy, because he is your enemy, so you should consider him as your enemy." So we say, if someone asks us, what do you say about shaitan? We will say that he is our enemy and we are enemies of the shaitan. But what are our actions and what are our deeds? And what do we do according to shaitan? Shaitan says us, don't offer prayer. And Allah Azza wa Jal orders us, offer prayer. Where will we go? Where will we go? Shaitan says, don't offer prayer. And Allah Azza wa Jal, the caller from Allah Azza wa Jal, recites Azan 5 times daily. Hayya ala salah. Come to our salah. So the caller from Allah Azza wa Jal is calling us 5 times daily. And the same time, Shaitan says us, don't go to masjid. Don't offer prayer. So to whom we follow? We don't offer prayer. Mostly, most of us don't offer prayer. So when we say Shaitan is our enemy, so which kind of enemy he is? Because in worldly matters, in worldly affairs, if we consider someone as our enemy, so do we follow him? If he says us, do this thing, we say no, I will do that. And if we say don't do it, we will say we will do it. Because we will oppose him every time, because we know he is our enemy. He is not our well-wisher. So that's why in every matter we will oppose him. So when we consider Shaitan is as our enemy, so how is it possible to follow him in every matter? In our family matters, in offering prayer, in paying zakah, in performing hajj, in giving charity in sadaqah, in other matters, in going masjid, in being sociable to other people, having good habits and refraining from sins, from committing sins. So in all the matters, when we follow Shaitan, so how can we say that Shaitan is our enemy? So that's why Hazrat Ibrahim al-Adam rahmatullah alayhi said that apparently you say that Shaitan is our enemy, but you help him through your sins. And it's right, it's truth that we help Shaitan through our sins. So the fifth thing that we believe, that we will have to be alive on the day of judgment. Because in the day of judgment, in the last hour, every Muslim believes, but our actions are like this, that we will not be alive again. Because in our worldly matters, in our business, in our job, in our family matters, in ceremonies, when we know that we will have to do something, we will have to travel. For example, we will have to travel to other country, to other city, tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And our flight is at 8 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, we are in our bed. And the distance from our house to airport is 1 hour. And at 7 o'clock, we are in our bed. And we didn't prepare anything for the traveling. So it means we don't want to travel. We will not travel. Because if we are to travel, then we will be ready before the journey, before the traveling. So when we say that we will have to travel to Akhirat, and that is a big journey, and we will have to go on that journey. So where is our preparation? Where are our prayers? Because the luggage of that journey is our prayers. The luggage of that journey is our fastings, is our good deeds, is our good habits, is nawafil, is giving sadaqah, is following sunnah, is reciting Quran, is reciting durood, is remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the luggage of that journey. So when we are free from this luggage, we don't have any kind of this luggage, it means we say that we don't have to travel on that journey. And when our actions are not according to our belief, so that's why our hearts are dead. And that's why our supplications are not accepted in the court of Allah. So that was the fifth thing. The sixth thing is that we say we love Jannah and we want to enter Jannah, but we don't do anything for that. Because when we love something and we want to achieve that thing, so we start working on that. When we want to get any job, we start our work on that. We meet many people, we write our application, we submit our documents, we prepare our CV, we submit our CV, then we go again and again to that office. So when we want to do something, we fulfill the requirements of that. But which kind of love of Jannah this is, that we want to go Jannah, we want to enter Jannah, but the things which can bring us to Jannah, which can take us to Jannah, which can make us enter Jannah, we are very far from those deeds, those actions, those amal. So we love Jannah, but we say it apparently. We want to enter Jannah without any prayer. We want to enter Jannah without good deeds. We want to enter Jannah without offering prayer. We want to enter Jannah without reciting Quran. We want to enter Jannah without reciting durood. We want to enter Jannah without remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We say, oh Allah, make us enter Jannah without anything. But Allah Azza wa Jalla said, if you want to enter Jannah, so this is the list of the actions. This is the list of the deeds which you have to do. In Quran, there is no verse in the whole Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jalla said, you should do nothing, after that I will make you enter Jannah. There is no verse in the whole Quran. Everywhere in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The people who believe and do good deeds in the whole Quran. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. And in other verses, everywhere in the whole Quran, being a practicing Muslim is demand from Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, to become a practicing Muslim, then you will enter Jannah. And in one place, in the para 18, Allah Azza wa Jal says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. The summary of these 11 verses is that the successful mu'min are those, the successful believers are those who offer prayer with khushu wa khushu, who offer prayer with sincerity, and they avoid useless things. They avoid useless things which is not beneficial for him in the world or in the hereafter, for hereafter. They avoid those things, and they offer zakah and they prevent themselves from vulgarity and adultery, ma'adallah. And they are honest and they fulfill their promises. They continually offer their prayers. So these are the adjectives of successful mu'mins, successful Muslims. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. These are the people who will enter Jannah and who will enter the best portion of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. First they will do all these things, then they will enter Jannah. So we love Jannah and we want to enter Jannah, but our deeds and our actions are not according to our desire. The seventh thing which Hadrat Ibrahim Adam Rahmatullah mentioned, he said, you say, we are afraid of Jahannam. But you put yourselves into Jahannam through your sins. So which kind of this fear is that you are fearful from Jahannam, but you commit every sin, you do every bad action, and then you say, we are afraid of Jahannam. We know the person who doesn't offer prayer, offer first prayer. So what is this about? He will go to Jahannam. Because in Quran Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَدَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. The people after Bani Israel, some people came, they wasted their prayer. They wasted their prayer. And they follow their lust and their desire. They will meet the valley of Jahannam. So when we know the person who doesn't offer first prayer, his name is written on the gate of Jahannam. That is in Hadith. The person who doesn't offer obligatory prayer, first prayer, his name is written on the gate of Jahannam. So when we know this, and in spite of this knowledge, we don't offer prayer. We waste our Fajr prayer due to our sleep. That in Fajr prayer in morning, we can't wake up. If we have to do any other thing, then we can wake up. But if we have to offer prayer, then we can't wake up. So due to our sleep in Fajr prayer, we waste Fajr prayer. Due to our business and our jobs, we waste Zuhr prayer. Due to our business, we waste our Asr prayer. Due to our family, we waste our Maghrib prayer. Due to the company with our friends, we waste our Isha prayer. Due to our ceremonies on Saturday and Sunday, we waste our whole prayer. So how can we say we are afraid of Jahannam? How can we say we have fear in our hearts about Jahannam? It is a ridiculous thing. It is a strange thing that we have fear but we don't care. Where is this fear? Which kind of this fear is? So when we say that we are afraid of Jahannam, so we will have to prevent us from Jahannam. But what is the way? The way is only preventing us from sins, from committing sins. The way is only offering prayer. The way is only offering 5 times prayers. The way is only entering masjid daily. The way is only reciting Quran. The way is only having proper Islamic knowledge. The way is only training our children according to Islamic commandments. The way is only having the knowledge of commandments of Quran and Allah and Sharia and spending our life according to Sharia laws. That is the way. And through this, we can prevent us from Jahannam. Otherwise, Allah mentioned in Quran and Sarkar mentioned in Hadith that a person who doesn't offer prayer, who doesn't pay zakah, who doesn't perform Hajj, and who doesn't do the other duties of a Muslim, he will go to Jahannam. That is the will of Allah and that is the power of Allah that Allah forgive us and we pray to Allah. Allah, may Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive our every sins. But what is the law of Allah? What is in Quran and what is in Hadith? Those things are clear. Those things are mentioned clearly. And everything is open in Quran. From the first surah of the Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Oh Allah, make a state on the path of those people to whom you favored. And who are the favored people of Allah Azza wa Jal? Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada and Salihin are sinners. These are the four kinds of the people. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran, Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin. Every kind of these four kinds, these are the people who are the follower of guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal, who are Salihin, who did good deeds, whose habits are according to Quran and Hadith. These are the people. So that was the seventh thing which Hazrat Ibrahim and Adam Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, that we say that we are afraid of Jahannam, but we put ourselves into Jahannam through our sins. And the eighth thing is that when we wake up in morning, we start searching the faults of others instead of our own faults. And it is our habit. We have a lot of faults. We have a lot of problems in ourselves, in our actions, in our deeds. Our behavior is not according to Islam. Our actions are not according to Quran. Our attitude is not according to Sharia. But we don't think about ourselves. We think about our neighbors, our colleagues, our friends, or our enemies, or about other people. Yeah, that people, he is backbiter. That people, he is blamer. That people, he is sinner. That people, he commits sins. He has that bad thing. This person, he has that bad thing. So we consider every time about other people. We think about only other people. And we don't think about ourselves. That how many bad habits are in us? How many sins do we commit? And how many things we should avoid from that? How many things we will have to leave them? So when we wake up in the morning, we should think about our own faults, not the faults of other people. So that is the eighth thing which Hazrat Ibrahim and Adam Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned. So these are the things, if we want to rectify these things, and if we want to make us right in these things and state according to Sharia, so Alhamdulillah, then the environment of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, is in front of you. The aim of Dawat Islami is this. When we are Muslim, we have to get inspiration from Quran. And that's why Madani Qafla of Dawat Islami travels all over the world. From Pakistan till the end of the world, Alhamdulillah, Madani Qaflas are traveling. So the aim of Dawat Islami is this, that when we love Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we must follow the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The aim of Dawat Islami is this, that Muslims should prevent them from the hellfire. The Muslim should enter Jannah. And Muslims should prevent themselves from backbiting, from blaming others, from misbehaving with others. So that is the aim of Dawat Islami. So if we keep on attending the Ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, if we keep on watching Madani channel, and if we keep on traveling with the Madani Qaflas of Dawat Islami, so inshallah Azza wa Jal, very soon we will rectify ourselves and we will try to rectify others. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Stay